Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
So 9-11 was September 11th, I should say, was Wednesday. It was actually, I started on that day in memory of those first responders that lost their lives and were injured. I started on WWL 7 years ago on that date intentionally in honor of those folks having served 40 years as a first responder. It was important to me. And remembering those folks that gave their lives and made the ultimate sacrifice that day is still important today. And joining us is Bo Higgins. He's the race director for the 9/11 Heroes Run that'll take place tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. at Audubon Park. Bo, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Newell. Great to be here today and appreciate you having me on to talk a little bit about the race.
So, Bo, tell us about what folks could expect tomorrow. You know, they've been locked up for 2-3 days here. I can't think of a better event to just let it all go, right?
And that's it.
Get it out of your system.
On the couch and eating all your hurricane snacks for a couple days, you know, a good chance to get out and enjoy the beautiful weather out here. And really, more importantly, to be there to remember 9/11. Obviously, 9/11 this year here with the hurricane, I think most people's minds are on something else most likely. But, you know, 9/11 is an important day for all of us here in America. And, you know, we have a generation of kids, my own kids, that weren't around, you know, when 9/11 happened. So I think it's important to you know, keep the memory of 9/11 alive and what that day meant to us here in the United States. And then even more so, I like to focus on, you know, the feeling of 9/12. You know, what was this country like on 9/12 and how close we were? You know, that's a hard thing to imagine these days sometimes, but there was a unique, you know, bonding experience we all went through as Americans on 9/11, and 9/12 is what that's all about. So this race is just a way to bring the community together, to remember 9/11, to remember those heroes of 9/11 itself, that paid the ultimate sacrifice. And really that day kicked off a series of, you know, wars across the globe. And you know, I ended up being deployed 6 times the next 15 years after that. So it's an important day for us to remember.
So this is put on by the Travis Manion Foundation, correct?
That's correct. Yes. Travis Manion was a Marine, actually. He was a Naval Academy grad. He was one of my Marines, and he was killed by a sniper in Iraq. You know, as he passed away, his parents decided to start a foundation to make sure his name was never forgotten. So the Travis Manion Foundation is a nonprofit that supports families of the fallen. They do a lot of great work. They put on retreats. They put on different kind of outings to kind of get together those families of the fallen together to help them work through their grief. They also have a great program called Character Does Matter, where they train up basically character ambassadors who can go to local schools and talk about the importance of character. But just a great way to, you know, to make sure that his name is not forgotten, his legacy not forgotten, there's a great story about Travis. Before he deployed over to Iraq, he was at a football game, a Philadelphia Eagles game, with his brother-in-law, and his brother-in-law kind of jokingly said, "Hey, if I push you down the steps, Travis, and you break your leg, you won't have to deploy." And he replied, "If not me, then who?" And that's really become the mantra for the organization, right? If not me, then who? Mm-hmm. Meaning all of us, you know, have the ability to step up in some way, some shape, some form. We all have that responsibility. All of us can do different things. All of us can give back in different ways. But you can't pass that buck on to somebody else. You know, if not me, then who? That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. So start times tomorrow?
The race itself is at 08. We're kicking off in Audubon Park, but we do have the Marine Corps band will be on hand. They start playing around 7:15. We have the two lanes, Naval ROTC will be out there, and some other entertainment. So it should be really a fun community event. So again, the race itself kicks off at 8 o'clock, but around 7.
And it starts where?
06.
Where
Audubon
does it
Park,
start?
Right by the Audubon Park, right by the bandstand on Magazine Street.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're familiar with Audubon Park by the golf course, that's where we're kicking it off.
All right. And it's a 5K, and the cost is?
5K, the price, if you're a veteran or a first responder, it is $32. If you're not, it's, I think, $35. If you're a student, high school, college, it's $20. So some different pricing based on kind of your what kind of segment you fall into, but pretty cheap.
And this is a donation to the foundation to provide all that you just articulated, right?
That's correct. So all the money goes back to the Travis Mallion Foundation, which is a nonprofit, to help them continue all the programming that they do to support our families of the fallen. That's it.
Yep. And it's called the 9/11 Heroes Run 5K, which welcomes runners, ruckers, and walkers of all ages and fitness level to honor the heroes of 9/11 who served our nation since. You guys are anticipating how many folks turning out?
So we have a little over 200 signed up right now. Usually you get a good number of folks that sign up the day before and day of, kind of keep an eye on the weather before they make the commitment. So I'm hoping to get about 250 to 300 out there. But, anything is great. This is our first year here in New Orleans, so excited about it.
No, absolutely. Final thoughts?
Again, I think just for everyone, for 9/11, never forget what 9/11 is all about. Everybody has to find a way they can give back in their own way. And like I said, like Travis said, if not me, then who?
Just got a text that I signed up for the race. Looking forward to it. So good. We've added one.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Joel. That's great stuff.
and have a great event tomorrow. And thank you so much for keeping that top of mind for so many folks. So many families impacted by 9/11 and the aftermath of it overseas, and we should never forget. Bo Higgins, race director, 9/11 Heroes Run, thank you so much. Keep up the great work, and much success tomorrow. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.